What's your name?
Talking to co-trainer Scott Brunton about the win of Peggy Ichi. Well, long overdue. It's amazing to think that she's only won one race.
Yeah, I know, mate. She's done a good job for us. She's earned 20,000. I know it's not a heap, and she's not blessed with the most ability, but she's by Fierce Ichi Pegasus. That was her first go over 2,000 metres today.
Yeah.
Just problems permitting, didn't get there when we wanted to, so
she's
done a great job, mate.
Is she good issues?
Very average confirmation, mate. She cost $3,000.
Okay.
Do the math.
All right, but you do like her as a horse, you know.
Honest, tries hard.
Yeah.
Maybe in its perfect grade in the, you know, the maiden class ones. But I think she'd win a 68 down the weights.
Yeah, that's good.
Claim, yeah. She's honest and she stays. But like I said, that's her first go over 21. They always tend to improve when you give them another go over it. So I'm not willing to say she won't win another one. She may find it tough, but she... picking up a check every week. I can't
she gets through the ground okay, so there's more places for her this prep.
Loves a soft track, mate. Just someone to stay away from Devonport.
Gone
are the days of the wet trackers if you do that, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, at least we've got these to go around in, and Launceston can get slow, which is all right.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, exactly.
It's always nice when you've got a horse like this in the yard that you know tries hard. If they all tried as hard as probably she did, life would be easy.
Absolutely, and we own 3/4 of her, so...
it's even a bonus.
That's what I said to Dad. We've got a big tax bill. I said, we'll be sending her around for a while.
All right, now, this season, it's been good to you again. It was a slow start, but, you know, when the going got tough, the tough got going and the wins came in. It's been a good season for Team Brunton?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, like I think we nearly had 70 winners this season, and people would say, oh, you didn't have as good a year as last year. Last year was incredible, mate.
Yeah.
I do believe if we had a set up at Devonport that we could probably train 100 winners in the state. I'd love to have a crack at it.
You going to do that?
Very hard to do 60 horses and that, and very demanding, and the kids and, you know, charged. But Stewie's here helping now. He's doing a good job, and starting to get, you know, like, I think he's a little bit rusty for a little while, but he's sort of, he's pinning down and going all right now. Dad's can look at a horse and tell you everything about it in 5 minutes. That's his gift.
That's good. Well, your Dad was saying, you know, that he really would like, you know, the time to be closer, that he'd like to go away and hand it over to you guys, to you boys. And is that sooner than later?
Look, I don't know. It seems when trainers retire, they die, so I hope he's not in any hurry. But I wouldn't do it without him at the moment. So, you know, maybe one day venture off on my own when we're finished, me and Dad, when he's had enough. So I hope that one day he'd like to travel or something, get away from it. But he's got a good system. It works, you know. We've got 5 or 6 boxes over there at Aquanita at Caulfield now, which is sort of really suiting us. We had a bit of a feel around at Ballarat and things like that, and it just didn't quite gel in with us. So, but Aquanita at Caulfield's just terrific. Got some really nice horses. We've got Bank of Mo, Westering Home, he'll make the grey. We've got a lot of nice
and some good young horses coming through too,
really,
which is nice.
Got a nice young Hilly. It's 1-1, and then got beaten in the Magic Millions. It's real smart.
Another one you mean. I can't figure out the name either. We can look that up in the books.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Okay, it's you know, working with your Dad, often it can be, you know, it can be a lot of trauma. I know, you know, you have yelling matches and all that sort of stuff, but that's just normal family things. It's been a work in progress, but you've really seemed to have got it right now, the combination of your Dad's great assets and your great assets, and it seems to have really gelled well.
Yeah, see, early days I think it was a bit of teething. I wanted to do some outrageous things. It's the old bull, young bull case, I guess. And, you know, like early days when we first started training together, I went through a breakup with Imogen, the mother of my children, and that sort of got a bit rocky for me. She's a terrific lady, great mate of mine still. So, but, you know, I settled down now and I think I'm all right. I don't like being in Melbourne too much because I do like the kids, mate, and I'd rather be around the kids a bit. But, you worry. I love Tassie racing, but you worry about the direction it heads sometimes, or the reasons for some things that go on. So that maybe the thought process of having something in Melbourne is just a bit of a safeguard.
And a backup for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. But there's nothing wrong with being a big fish in a small pond.
No, there isn't. And well done, mate. Listen, all the best to Peggy Ichi too.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate. Fix me teeth.